Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Nur Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
For today's episode of the program Viewpoints, we want to talk about Imam Al Hussein's status in the eyes of Prophet Muhammad and other Abrahamic religions. Sheikh Rouhani, most people might think that Imam al-Hussein's status starts from the tragedy of Karbala and the day of Ashura in 61 AH. But according to authentic resources, we have so many narrations from the holy tongue of Prophet Muhammad regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his status, and some people even believe that in the religions before Islam, Hussein has been, mentioned and it's better to say remembered by the other characters, holy characters of the religions before Islam. So what's your opinion on that, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Islam, particularly in Shi'ism, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam holds an exceptionally kind of position. And his status stems from several key factors. One is the first one is the family ties. The second one is the prophetic kind of narrations and traditions regarding this imam. And also the third one, we can say that he is a kind of symbol of piety and virtues, not only in Islam, but also in other religions, and also for the whole humanity.
All right.
When it comes to the family ties, of course, we know that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam is the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was named by the Prophet himself, and who was very
much...
You
mean the name Hussein was
given by the Prophet, through
Muhammad?
Angel, yeah, to the Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's why this direct lineage gives him a unique kind of status of profound respect and love and honor from the Prophet himself.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the prophetic narrations regarding Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, so there are numberless ahadiths concerning Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But some of them are very much well known and we can say popular among Muslims for both Shia and Sunnis. One of them is this, that Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein, saying that Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And this hadith actually signifies a deep and we can say reciprocal bond between Imam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to say that Hassan and Hussein are the masters of the youth in paradise. So it also gives a very high kind of status for Hassan and Hussein, because they are Sayyida Shabab Ahli Jannah, the masters of the youth in paradise. It means that
I think this hadith is mentioned in the Sunni references.
Of course. Okay. Both hadith, Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein, as well as this hadith, Sayyid Hassan and Hussein, Sayyida Shabab Ahli Jannah, they are mentioned in both Shia and Sunni sources. And of course, there are also traditions from some of the wives of the Holy Prophet. It is also narrated by Umm Salama and some other, let's say, wives of the Holy Prophet, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself mourned for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and talked about the event of Karbala and Ashura. And this is also mentioned in the traditional sources about Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the third point that gives a very kind of dignified or let's say honored kind of status to Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam is this, that Abu Abdullah is the symbol of piety and the symbol of virtues and the symbol of, let's say, sacrifice, that he made the greatest sacrifice for Islam and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the sacrifice he made for Islam was shown the sincerity of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam and his piety and his level of faith, iman, courage. And it shows that how much Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam was the best leader of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the entire Islamic nation, that he guided the Ummah by his martyrdom. If there had not been martyrdom of Abu Abdullah in Karbala, nowadays all Muslims would have followed Yazid ibn Muawiyah. So of course it was a very
Yazidi thinking.
Yeah. So it was a very kind of great alteration and deviation that was made by the Amawids. But it was only Abu Abdullah who stopped the people from becoming Yazidi, at least all of Muslims.
That's right. So can we call Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam the savior of pure Muhammadan Islam, Shaykh Muhammad?
Exactly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very good, you know, wording that you have chosen here. I was looking for this exact word that you mentioned. He was a savior of the pure Muhammadan Islam, or the divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the religion of Islam. This is very exactly what you were looking. And the reason is that, unfortunately, when you see the Salafi Daesh, he distorted the image of Islam, unfortunately. Yes. Not only in West, even in East, in different parts of the world, unfortunately. Why are these media propaganda and Islamophobia? You see that Islam, this divine, brilliant religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been introduced by these, represented, unfortunately, by this propaganda, by these Daeshi Salafi groups who shout Allahu Akbar and cut the throats of people, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that's right.
This is one of the most deviated groups, so-called Muslim, that very few people, they have been, you know, unfortunately, they have been called by the Daeshi groups. And this is a power of the media, which have been exaggerated and make it, you know, bolder, the image of these Daeshi groups, but ignore the billions of people who are the real followers of Islam. And they do not talk about the very beautiful verse of Noble Quran. They do not talk, they do not show the reality of Islam. They do not show the brilliant face of the school of thought of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Here, very friendly, I just want to invite my dear listener to have a look at the school of thought of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the examples, and maybe the most important point of the school of thought of Imam al-Hussein is resistance. Against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, empty-handed. With no soldiers. And nowadays you see the same story, Karbala in Gaza. In Gaza you see that poor people with the empty hand, they have resisted against these, you know, Zionist regime.
The modern day Karbala.
Exactly. Modern day. And there was a video cast. I mean, maybe you have seen this video cast that one of the Gazian people, residents in Gaza, he was saying that calling this disaster, I mean, this situation in Gaza to be like the Karbala. And he said that I'm not Shia, I'm Sunni, but this is really, Karbala is happening here.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Hussein's movement, you know, we can't say, overshadows everything. And as you said, we have that. Kulla yawman Ashura wa kulla ardhan Karbala. Every day is like Ashura and every land is like Karbala. So this sentence shows that in any age and in any year, we can witness the oppression of the oppressors against the innocent people. And this again reminds us of the story of Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Exactly. Maybe it is not the hadith, but it's a very famous wording.
Famous wording, that's right. Sheikh Rouhani, do we have any reference to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in religions before Islam? Because, for instance, in Arba'in walk, an Arba'in procession, we can see that so many Christians, non-Muslims, you know, attend Arba'in walk for the sake of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. What would be the reason?
You know, according to some of the traditions and ahadith, we know that it is mentioned that before Islam, the Jews and the Christians, they did not go to the Sahara of Nineveh, because they knew that one son of one of the prophets will be killed here. Mm-hmm. Since they considered themselves, the Jews, as the children of Yaqub, a prophet, they did not pass this, place. Because of what? Because they feared that we might be killed by some people here. Mm-hmm. Because they were informed that that the children of the Prophet will be killed here in this place.
Exactly.
It is mentioned in some of the ahadith that, or in some of the historical accounts, that some of the Jews and Christians did not go to the Nineveh because they feared that they would be killed. When Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam got martyred in that place, they knew that, okay, he was the son of the Prophet who was actually predicted to be killed here by the evil people. One thing is here, that is the commonalities or common ground in Abrahamic values. Mm-hmm. If we focus on these common Abrahamic values, we can say that Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam plays a very great role in a kind of representing or presenting the true Abrahamic teachings to the whole world.
Okay.
And that is why Imam Hussein here is a symbol of a kind of a courageous, a courage or a symbol of sacrifice, symbol of righteousness,
That's
a symbol of justice.
And this is what all the Abrahamic religions respect.
This is what all Abrahamic religions respect, particularly Christians really focus on the sacrifices made by Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we see that the same kind of sacrifices made by Abu Abdullah salam for the religion of Islam, which is again one of the Abrahamic religions, which share many common kind of beliefs with other religions. So that's why from this perspective that Imam Hussein is a symbolic figure, or his life is an exemplary life of justice, resistance, courage, bravery, righteousness, what we can say, sacrifice. Mm-hmm. From this perspective, Imam Hussein must be considered as a very, what we can say, role model
for
the followers of all Abrahamic religions.
Mm-hmm. Is it authentic that Prophet Muhammad shed tears when Hussein was born, was given to him in his arms, Sheikh?
Of course, we have same narrations in the Islamic heritage and Hadith corpus of Shia and Sunni. Well, we have different numerous narrations with regard in this issue. Mm-hmm. And in some of them, it has been mentioned that Noble Prophet was weeping while he was embracing and hugging Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
Kissing the throat of Hussein was another sign.
You know that in these narrations, they have been mentioned in the Sunni, you know, Hadith corpus.
All right.
And not only in the Shia references, rather in Sunni references. For example, in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, one of which my brother, dear Professor, mentioned this beautiful narration. I just want to invite my dear listeners, Sunni brothers and sisters, to refer to Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, about the Bab of Fadail al-Sahaba, the chapter of the, you know,
merits and the virtues
merits
of the
Sahaba and companions of Noble Prophet Muhammad. They find such narrations with regard to Imam Ali, Imam al-Hussein, and other infallible Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wa salam.
All right.
And the point that I want to mention here is about the some of the slogans of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, like, for example, Hayhad minna dhillah, far from me, there is no humiliation.
No humiliation,
exactly,
right.
Of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. I think is extremely important. And another point of Imam al-Hussein was, divine centrism. I mean, and not only the looking for the interest of this group or other group or this tribe or other tribe. Rather, Imam al-Hussein wanted to establish the real divine religion. لَتَلَبَ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي.
Very good.
I just want to reform the community and the ummah of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Very good. Okay, that's all right.
I think these are among
that's
the...
right.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you very much. And what a happy celebration, what a blessful birth of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And the birth of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is mostly overshadowed by his martyrdom. And he is remembered in his martyrdom. But the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was the birth to the real pure Islam. And through his blood, the real Islam was born again.
Excellent.
And up to this day, the blood of Hussein is victorious over and against the sword of Yazid and
exactly.
Yazidi people. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the status of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the eyes of Prophet Muhammad and the other Abrahamic religions. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.